SBS Radio.
Tonga is a sleepy remote island where snuffling pigs roam dusty roads that wind through villages dotted with churches. Yet even there, where the population is a little over 100,000, there are signs a battle for influence is heating up among much larger world powers. Government officials work in a new office block. It's a $15 million gift from China and a building that is rivaled in grandeur only by China's own embassy. In the past decade, China has lent around $150 million to Tonga, and former Tongan parliamentarian Tessina Fuko worries the loans are a debt trap.
And now we are hassling with it because it's, how can we pay that off? And it's, China now is on the upper hand.
China's ambassador to Tonga, Wang Baodong, says China has no hidden agenda.
I personally believe that our Western friends should be more confident about their ties with Tonga or any other Pacific Island countries. There should be no suspicion or over-sensitive. No need for that.
Jonathan Pryke from the Lowy Institute has researched Pacific aid for almost a decade. He believes the motives behind China's generosity have changed over time.
When China gave these loans between 2006 and 2011, I think the intent was far different. It was about just building this commercial activity in the region, about exporting Chinese state-owned enterprises out into the world.
Mr. Pryke says now the motivation may be more strategic.
We really don't know what China's intent is. They insist they're a benign actor in places like Tonga, but, you know, frankly, the West, capitals of the West aren't convinced of that narrative. And so what are they going to try and use this leverage that they now have with being a major creditor to Tonga? What are they going to try and use this leverage to achieve? If it's strategic outcomes, building a military base, well, that is not at all in Australia's interests. But if it is just, you know, commercial activity, building infrastructure for Tonga, well, you know, that's pretty harmless, provided they engage in good practice and don't put Tonga into a position of indebtedness that they can't afford.
Some locals, though, say China's footprint has become too pervasive. Many shops in Tonga are operated by Chinese workers and supply almost exclusively Chinese products. And it goes further. Tourist operators such as Ola Koloi say they only have access to limited suppliers.
All our food supplies, mostly they're Chinese, like retail shops, they're 99% Chinese owners. So they're basically in control of what we eat.
sbs.com.au